I know for so many of you, you would also ask for mercy. and you would ask for an illness to be gone from you or from someone you love. I know you would ask for a depression to be lifted from your heart and from your life. I know you would ask for the repairing of a relationship that has been broken for too long. I know that there are so many things in your lives that you would ask Jesus to do for you. And those things all feel so legitimate to me, right? So the question that kept rolling around in my head then is, all right, if those are legitimate things we're asking of God, why don't they just happen, right? Like when we ask God for one of those things that is real and whole and would make our lives better, not money, not a bigger house, not all of those things, but like real things, why don't they just happen? And I don't know. I don't know. I wish I knew, but the truth is, Jesus doesn't just walk by us and do what he did for the blind man all of the time. One of the people I was reading the story with this week said to me, oh, I wish it were just that easy, right? It's not always just that easy, but that doesn't mean we give up. It doesn't mean we give up. I think about that blind man, and he sat on that road, we don't know how long before Jesus came. This was his moment when things changed. And we have to believe that in our lives, even though we don't know the time, when we keep asking and we stand up, that Jesus will be there. And that things can and will change, and that God shows mercy. And I started thinking more deeply about this text, and when we think about that word mercy, a couple of things dawn on me, and one is this. We are already being shown mercy from God. We said it in our confession today. If you were to count sins, who of us could stand? Right? We are being shown mercy each and every day because the things we do are not always good for us or those we love or this planet, and yet God continues to love us and give us another chance. Those disciples were being shown mercy. They probably didn't even realize it. I had a Greek professor who called them the knuckleheads, right? They were told over and over and over again what would happen and how they should be, and they never get it. Now, if I were Jesus, I would have lost patience with them a long time ago and been like, I gotta find me some new followers because these guys don't get it. But Jesus doesn't. Jesus continues to show them mercy and invite them along on this journey. And Jesus does the same for us, no matter how many times we don't get it or get it wrong. Jesus is still there loving us and giving us another chance. The other thing I thought about in this text was that this thing called mercy, you know, we read these stories and Jesus is there physically in them doing the miracles, but after Jesus dies, he sends out his disciples to do the work for him. And so as his disciples today, we are actually the ones sent out to show mercy in God's name. We are the ones who are sent out to help pull up the broken. Now, one of the first things we have to do then is admit our own brokenness, right? And that can be sort of hard. But God knows it, and God will take it. And once we know our own brokenness, we can see the brokenness of others, and we can have compassion and love for them. But it's hard. It's hard to be showing compassion and mercy to those around us, and it takes great bravery. Well, first, it's hard to admit our own brokenness, isn't it, sometimes? Maybe not to God, but to others. I was once in a conversation with a woman, and she had had a child in the 1950s, and at birth, the child had been deprived of oxygen, so it suffered some serious mental deficiencies. And the woman had taken it, well, the hospital had taken it right after it was born, and put it in a home for, I don't even know what they called it at the time. we probably wouldn't use today, but put it in a home. And she never ever saw the child again. And she never told anyone but her husband anything about it. And she told me for so long she was afraid to tell people because she thought people, she was afraid to bring the baby home because people would judge her for having a child like that. And she didn't think she could do it, which maybe was true, I don't know. But then she was afraid to tell people about it. When she got older, even her own children never knew because she was afraid everybody would judge her for what she had done. And she carried that brokenness with her whole life. But she told me, the only one I can tell about this is God. And I know God has mercy on my soul. Sometimes it's too hard to tell the rest of the world all of those broken things, but God knows, and we can tell God, and God will carry that brokenness. But here's the thing about that woman. She was one of the most kind and compassionate people I knew, and especially to people who had children with disabilities. And I'm convinced, and we never talked about this, but it was because her own brokenness caused her heart to go out to all of these other people. She used her brokenness to show kindness and compassion and mercy to other people in the world. And that is what we are called to. We are called to that mercy, and sometimes it comes out of our broken places so that we can show kindness love to the world. Because just like I told the kids, Jesus doesn't reach down like a magic genie from the sky and make everything better for us. And God also doesn't make everything better at once for us, right? I think about the guy at the side of the road. He got his eyesight back. Does that mean he now got along with his brother? I don't know. Like, there's probably still hard things in his life, right? There's that one thing that got better, and that's great. Same is for us. And the way that we will make things better is by making it better for each other. But it's not easy. Bryan Stevenson, who wrote the book Just Mercy, and there's a movie out now which I still haven't seen, but I want to, he works to get people off of death row, people who have been wrongfully convicted especially, he works, men who have been a lot of people who have been put in there due to racial reasons or socioeconomic reasons unfairly and never got proper litigation. And he once met Rosa Parks, and he was telling Rosa Parks about all of the things that he was doing. And he said, she just looked at him and she said, "Oh, Brian, that's going to make you tired, tired, tired." And he said he thought she was dissuading him. And then she said, "That's why you have to be brave, brave, brave." It takes bravery to admit our own brokenness. It takes bravery to reach out and believe that when you show mercy to others, something can change. It takes bravery to believe that God is working in this world and things can change. But God is right there, all the time, holding us, asking us to be brave, and saying, "Yes, I show mercy, and so can you. And yes, I am at work in this world. And yes, all shall be well. So take heart, have faith, and be brave." And when God stands in front of you,